So for this next slightly more complex Chrome extension, we're going to be using a few more elements of the Chrome extension architecture. We'll be using content scripts like we did in the first example, but we'll also be creating a pop-up and an options page. We'll be using a manifest file to tie it all together. We won't quite get to a service worker in this module, but we will in a later module. So this Chrome extension will be the Easy Refresh Chrome extension, which will use these different components that we just touched on. This will be a Chrome extension that refreshes a page at a set interval, and eventually you could potentially enhance that to check for certain content on the page or to check for product stock. And you could use the Chrome.notifications API to notify the user that what they're looking for when they're refreshing has actually arrived. There's a wide range of use cases that this could apply to. So let's jump over to Visual Studio Code now. And for this Chrome extension, since there's quite a lot of components, I'm just going to show you around and discuss the code, discuss the concepts, rather than have you just watch me type it all out. And I'll link this code below. So I suggest that you take a copy of it. And I'll also give you some homework after this where you'll be able to extend what's already there in this extension and make it a lot more useful. Okay, so we have the manifest v3 file here, and it's called Easy Refresh version 1.0. There's these permissions that we need, so we've got an array of permissions here, and this is how you define the default pop-up. So the pop-up HTML file here is what will be displayed when the user clicks on the extensions icon. And then we've got the options page similarly defined here as options.html. We have our usual icons file here. So for this, we've just got a simple refresh or reload icon. And then for content scripts, we're matching the special all URLs match, which, as it says, matches every single site. So we're going to inject these JavaScript files. It's contentscript.js and shared.js. Shared.js in this instance just contains some JavaScript constants. And for CSS, we'll also be injecting contentstyles.css, which is this one up here. So let me show you how the Chrome extension looks to start with, and then we'll dig into each of the sections and the code that runs it. Okay, so we've got Yahoo Finance here, UK edition. I haven't loaded the extension as yet, so I'm just going to say manage extensions, load unpacked, and find the appropriate folder, which is this one. And it's loaded Easy Refresh 1.0. So now I just need to go back to Yahoo Finance. I'm going to hit refresh and nothing's going to happen. That's because our content script is injected behind the scenes and it's just waiting for a trigger from the pop-up. So I'm going to go over to extensions. I'm going to actually pin Easy Refresh at the top there so it's easy for us to get to. And then if I click it, it just says select the refresh rate in seconds. This is a HTML number field, so I can just put that down to 4 and hit start. Now the content script has received a message from the pop-up. It's going to refresh now every 4 seconds. Okay, so I'll scroll down the page just to show you that is actually refreshing. Yep, we've got a cancel button here as well, so we can cancel it. And we've also got the options on here, so if I right-click options, there's a full-size HTML page where we can go and change the default interval to whatever it is that we want. And then if I just close options, if I go back to the pop-up now, we'll see that 8 seconds is there. So I can obviously change that if I want. Hit start and that pop-up JS will send a message to the content script to say refresh this every X seconds, in this case 7 seconds. And then it's just going to keep doing that until we cancel it. So that's what the extension does. It's fairly straightforward. It just works on one tab at a time. So I'll run you through the code now and show you how it works. So we're back at the manifest file. Let me just close the images folder and we'll have a look first at the pop-up. So pop-up HTML is a very simple HTML file. It's just got the head which links to the style sheet pop-up.css. We'll have a quick look at that because it's super simple. You can adjust the height, width, everything in here if we wanted to and give it more styling. And yeah, it's just the easy refresh title. You then have a numeric input to select the refresh interval in seconds. I'm saying that it can't do more than an hour and the default value will be 5. And then we have the start button here, our shared JS and our pop-up JS. So we'll just quickly look at shared JS, which is actually shared between the pop-up HTML, options HTML, and content script as well. When I say content script, it's actually injected at the same time as a content script, so it's got access to its variables. And I've just created two keys to say storage is refreshing and storage refresh rate. So you'll see the way how we store and retrieve values is through key value pairs. So instead of having code like this, where we've got obj.refreshRate equals 5 or whatever it is, we have that in three separate files and we're getting and setting multiple times in those files. It's super easy for us to get these wrong and have things like refresh rate like that misspelled and have typos like that where we've got slight variations on it and all of a sudden we've introduced bugs into the code and it's really difficult to track it down and figure out what's going on. So instead of that, I like to have a central shared file where we put our constants for storage and access them in a different way. So this way we would be accessing them like this. So storage refresh rate, setting it that way, okay? And then we're just gonna always have that constant in there when we retrieve it and then just getting something like that. So it's just something important to note from the off. I would just suggest having a separate constants file, especially when working with storage. So we were talking about the pop-up there, and then we looked at the shared JS. Have a look at the pop-ups JS. Again, it's fairly straightforward. It's going to run and get the selected rate, which is the numeric HTML element. And then it's going to see if we've got any, and it's going to see if we've got an existing refresh rate in local storage. If it does have one, which may have been set in options, or in fact, anytime it gets set, it saves that to local storage as well. So it's just going to check if I have got that, then let me set the HTML element value equal to the number that we've got in storage, and then add an event listener to the start button when it's clicked to say start refreshing, which is this function just below. And we're going to get the rate from the HTML controls value. We're then going to use chrome.storage.local.get to retrieve our stored object. If it doesn't exist, then we'll create a new object. And we're going to set the storage refresh rate equal to the rate that was passed in. And we're going to say, because we clicked on start, is refreshing is equal to true. So we're going to save these back to local storage. So we're going to do chrome.storage.local.set this time, passing in a result. Next, we're going to query for the active tab in the current window, and we're going to send that tab a message. So tabs.0.id is where we get the ID of the tab to send the message to. I'm just going to send a message with a object saying rate is equal to rate, and just going to console log any response. In fact, we're not waiting for a response here because we're going to close the pop-up window. So the start button has been clicked. We've come down here, we've grabbed the rate, we're saying we're refreshing, we're saying what the refresh rate is, we're saving that to local storage, and then in the content script, it's going to pick that up and start doing the actual refreshing. So if we have a look at the content script, we've got some variables at the top here for refresh rate, the banner object itself, and whether this has been cancelled or not. Let me just collapse these so it's a bit easier for us to see what's going on. So we've got two functions here, start refresh and stop refresh, and then we have this runtime listener. So we're using the chrome.runtime API. We're saying chrome.runtime.onMessage add listener, and we're saying this message been received, and if it has a rate, then we're going to set our local refresh rate equal to the message.rate and kick off this start refresh function. Additionally, if the page is loaded and it's in refresh mode already, then we're going to use chrome.storage.local.get and just check, is it refreshing and do we have a refresh rate? If it is, then let's store that refresh rate locally and call start refresh automatically. So start refresh, let's have a look. It's going to set our cancelled flag to false in case it's been cancelled previously. And saying if there isn't a banner, then let's create it. So we're going to use a document.create element to create a div, give it an ID, give it some text content. We're going to display the refresh rate to the user here. And then we're going to create a button as well, which will be the cancel button. And on click of that button, we're going to call the stop refresh function just below. Going to append the button to the banner and then prepend the banner to the body. Now in the future, you won't always be prepending everything to the body and just putting it right at the top. You'll be placing it at various points on the page, but this is just for these quickie. And if the banner already exists, then we're just gonna update the text content to say it's refreshing every X seconds. We'll set is refreshing to true. We'll do a storage get and then a storage set, just so we can make sure that the is refreshing is set to true. And then we'll actually do the refresh itself. So saying that the refresh rate, which will be 5 times 1,000, would give us 5,000, which would be 5 seconds. So whatever the refresh rate is, this will run after that. If it's not been cancelled by the user clicking the cancel button in the meantime, it's going to do a simple window.location.reload and refresh the page. So that stop refresh, as you can imagine, just basically sets that cancel variable to true, removes that banner from the top, and then sets is refreshing in local storage to false. Okay, that's contentscript.js. Then we'll have a quick look at the CSS, which is really just for the banner, the cancellation button with a hover effect and an active effect as well. The only other one we haven't touched on is the options file, which is pretty much identical to the pop-up file. So it's got its own HTML, CSS, and JavaScript here. So options CSS just sets a background color for the whole body. And then in the JS, we've got a save and close button. We retrieve the storage refresh rate from local storage. We add event listeners for save options and the close button. We simply just do window.close. Save options, as you can imagine, we'll grab the value of the numeric HTML input, check that it's a number and that it's greater than or equal to 1, and then it's going to do a storage get and a storage set. It's going to set the storage refresh rate here, and then it'll just show an information message to say that the options have been saved, and then after 2 seconds it will just disappear and we'll blank that out. Okay, so now we've run through all the constituent parts. I hope that makes sense. I'll leave a link to the code in the resources section below. And in the next short lesson, I'll set you some homework to do if you want to have a crack at taking these extensions to the next level and adding more features and functionality. So I'll see you in the next lesson.